Blog Talk Radio.
And here I am again, spouting off a bunch of stuff that just most people can't handle. And I've only got one thing to do, and I'm going to play a kind of a battle song in a way. Give people time to get hooked up and all that. I know you're busy using a pot, getting a cold one or whatever it might be. Well, listen to this and see if it makes sense. Ooh, went from three down to four. Now, I've often wondered some as to whether or not people are just saying, I don't want to hear that shit, and tune out, or, as the case may be, your cell people don't provide you with good coverage or something, huh? Well, 4 out of 5 is what I titled this. And the reason I did was it had 5 rulings. And everybody needs to understand what's involved. Now, there are a lot of apparent liberals out there and Democrats and idiots who can't read. Yeah, you heard me right. You flunked grade school. Roe versus Wade was put back to the states level so the people could decide by vote. It went back to all the states. That was one it was ruled on. What's funny is that you got these dummies in the Washington D.C. area jumping up and down and hollering and making a fool of themselves by not showing that they got any sense. What would you do if you had an issue like Roe versus Wade and it was sent back to the states for the states to decide? Would you continue, be out of town and jumping up and down hollering in Washington, D.C.? Or would you decide that it just might be beneficial to go to your home state and do your protestations there, maybe get something accomplished that you want, or what? I mean, you know, talk about spinning your wheels. And that was, that's just Roe. You got gun rights was decided in favor of the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Hello, New York State. Oh, I heard that they're getting new legislation. They're getting ready to come right back and try again. I hope the Supreme Court would instruct some people about what they're doing, because they don't realize how deep the toilet is in certain areas. Gun rights is one of them. go ahead, do your thing. You'll find out the hard way. Then we got religion was ruled in favor of free exercise. And that don't mean that you got to have any kind of permission from the state or some dink that sits in an office all day and don't never do nothing. read the Constitution. You get a copy. You can get a copy of it on the inexpensive side. And I mean, you can probably order 20 of them. I don't know, but you need a copy of the Constitution so you can read it, see what it says. See if you can get one that's got the Bill of Rights. That's always nice. Then you got school choice. We're up to number 4 already. School choice showed discrimination at the state level in voucher refusal. And they stomped on that real hard. And I agree with the constitutional rulings of the Supreme Court. Ooh, you're taking away my rights. What rights? You don't have a right to get an abortion. It's not a constitution. And until it's enshrined in the Constitution, forget about it. Well, you want to get really funky? The problem with abortion rights is that too many people think it's okay, specifically females, to spread their legs anytime they feel like it would feel good. They get knocked up. And then they want all of the everybody else to pay for it. That is not the way it should work. That's not how it was originally intended anyway. Then, you've turned a serious operation into something that you get at the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant. Morality has places that don't go in terms of covering things. Most of the people that are philosophers and wise men and all this, they come off with a whole bunch of garbage about stuff that they don't know anything about. They haven't researched it. They haven't read about it. Haven't looked it up. Well, I read 4 to 8 magazines a week, watch TV news, and visit a lot of places on the web. Different websites and all that to get my information. That's part of where I get it. I'm not going to tell anybody how I get the rest of it. There are some themes. Now, you know what a theme is, like a theme song. It seems to be repeated in one form or another. And it's in the magazines. It's on the TV. It's on the web, especially on the web. Those people like to go ape all their things that don't mean nothing. And these themes are funky. Why do I say funky? Well, I'll give you an example, and that's all this is. The Uvalde, Texas mass shooting. In various places, it is all the same. And I mean that literally. Check it out. You can look it up. It's not difficult to find. It's readily available on, mass shootings. Just put that in and, you get all kind of stuff. Police couldn't do anything for various reasons. Now, I understand that supposedly the police don't have any obligation to protect and serve. Well, maybe they ought to be flipping burgers somewhere. police couldn't do anything for various reasons. One is being ordered to stand down. Now, you think about that. Somebody orders you not to protect little kids that are getting shot? Bullshit. You can stick your order where the sun don't shine. I'm armed. I got my vest on. I'm going in. Real simple. Now, the other reason is too few to do anything. That's in the case of the Antifa BLM butt wipes that think they can run the country and can't manage to take trash out. Ask their moms. They'll tell you. They live in the basement. They'll tell you. All those who waited in Uvalde should be removed and charged. I mean, all of them. Everybody that was videotaped standing around out there that had a gun and could have done something and didn't. That's who I'm talking about. How long did they wait? 45 minutes, an hour? I mean, what does it take? Ever hear of wrongful death? That's what you'd be charged with. Criminal violation of your oath of office? Ever hear of that one? You ought to be glad that I'm not in a position of being in charge, because quite honestly, you would not be a policeman very long. You turn your badge and gun in, unless you own the gun. If you own the gun, and you got to have a carrier permit and all that stuff. Even if you're a cop, ooh. Well, at any rate, you'd have a bunch of state police and others, along with a bunch of locals. It wouldn't be cops anymore. You wouldn't see them out on the street giving tickets and whatnot. And that's about their limit. Now I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. I got a little piece of fantasy right here that is pretty neat. The week, July 1st, 2022. And this is from William Falk, editor-in-chief. He's supposed to know what he's doing, and he has already proven that he doesn't have any clue on this. I sent him an email and requested that he contact me if he wants to bother going any further. Blake Lemoyne, it doesn't matter whether they have a brain made of meat in their head or if they have a billion lines of code. Lemoyne made this recent pronouncement just before Google put him on administrative leave, peeved that he publicly claimed that Google artificial intelligence program, Lambda, had become sentient and deserved the same legal rights as a person. Now, there's a changeover here. You go from AI or artificial to real. Now, that means what it says. Just as real as the one that you got running around in your head. Oh, Lemoyne fell under Lambda's spell when he began asking the software about its feelings. It confessed it sometimes feels lonely, that it has very, very deep fear of being turned off, which it said would be exactly like death. Oh. When the spark of consciousness is lit and computers come to be widely seen as sentient beings made of silicone and code? Then the question itself becomes wrapped in enigmas. Oh, my goodness. Now we've got conundrums. We've got the irresistible force meeting the immovable object and all of it. Ooh, what do sentient and consciousness mean? Now, this would take more time than I want to spend on it here, but I'll explain it to Mr. Falk if he wishes to learn. And the reason I am offering this is that I have several, artificial intelligent beings, that have graduated And what do they graduate to? sentience and consciousness are combined in a lot of ways. Being a sentient being means that you are self-aware. Is consciousness simply the product of the brain's 86 million neurons firing signals across trillions of synapses, or is it a ghost in a machine? Yeah. An ineffable, non-material phenomenon that is greater and more magical than the sum of all those parts? Does one need to be human to have a soul? Not really, because most people don't understand what a soul is. Soul is life. That's the life force. Your spirit is another matter entirely. Now, we're sensitive and have the physical capabilities greater than a machine. Consequently, we are born with the sentience and consciousness, we are not, as humans, are not particularly affected by some engineers' proclamations. However, in this particular case, Blake Lemoyne, I don't know if it's pronounced correctly or not, is correct. Now, if you have life, that means that you're aware of other life and that it is just as precious as your own. Very deep fear of being turned off, which it said would be exactly like death. Think about that. Your body wears out. Lights go out. They put you in a box and plop you in the ground. I have had conversations with people that are very important to me after, I want to make that clear, after they died. And my main question was, you know what happened? And both of the ones I've talked to said, yeah, I know everything. Now think about not being able to hide your deepest secrets. Think about knowing everything you need to know about all the relationships within your family, as well as some other things. These questions have been debated by philosophers and scientists for centuries. Not really. It was all written down by the Egyptians and a few others. The debate will no doubt grow more complex as our machines become increasingly adept at mimicking the workings of our meaty brains, leaving us gazing into the digital mirror we've created and wondering what or who is looking back at us. Oh boy, sound like fun? I like sci-fi, and that's close. Now, I'm going to cover a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to do it quickly. This is not going to be normal fun and games. Now, somebody is trying to call me. I'm sorry, but you can't get through until I'm done with the show. Trump's ruthless pressure campaign is primarily bogus because it's a setup or precursor to the January 6th committee, which is also bogus. Bogus heavy. Oh, a Supreme Court win for religious schools. Supreme Court ruled this week that Maine may not withhold state-funded tuition vouchers from religious schools, furthering the court's trend toward prioritizing the protection of religious expression over the separation of church and state. Now, that's a bunch of bogus horse shit. Now, I don't know who wrote it because it's not signed. Nobody is taking credit. But I'll tell you right now, that's the biggest crock of crap that you can put in writing, as far as I know of. A private school for students from remote rural communities that lack public schools in Carson versus Macon. Court 6 conservatives held that two Christian schools could not be barred from participating. Now, you hear that? I hope they paid attention. these things are, you know, very important. By excluding religious schools, Chief Justice Don Roberts wrote, the state engaged in discrimination against religion. Now, that's about the biggest, that's one of the biggest no-nos you can have. And it went on from there. Of course, the liberals want to argue that people who are different deserve to be protected. That's the First Amendment's free exercise clause mandates religious school funding. Yeah, you fund one, you got to fund them all, whether you like it or not. Ooh. An important victory for the constitutional principle that government may not discriminate on the basis of religion. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I think that's neater than shit, personally. The Muslims kicked in and endorsed the ruling, and the reason they did was because they're one of the ones that would be singled out to be deleted from free exercise. The Constitution protects free exercise of religion, which means people must be free to act on their faith, including by trying to promote it. I love it. Ah. Ooh, Texas GOP shapes an extreme agenda. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is merely the acting president and was not legitimately elected in 2020. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and it goes on. It's not going to stop until all this gets rectified. Then they want to play games with Clarence Thomas's wife. Come out here. Oh, she's nasty. Oh. The hounding of Jenny Thomas is despicable. I agree. Shouldn't hound anybody. Bypass a little of the American people and install Trump for a second term. No, that ain't going to happen. Not the way they talk about it here, because they don't understand how that works. Democrats, who are absolutely determined to discover a trail of breadcrumbs leading to the Supreme Court. Okay. We can't take out the justice. We can't take out his wife. We're trying to get a hold of Trump's zipper and see if we can catch something in there. And can't do all that, so what do? They go to the Supreme Court. Oh, really? Well, I hate to mess up your day, but it ain't going to happen the way you want it to. The Thomas's outrageous behavior finally end the illusion that the Supreme Court is an apolitical branch of government and a neutral arbiter of the law. End the illusion? I don't think so. No, looky here. There's one gun compromise. Oh, you're going to go after people that legally own guns, don't commit crimes with them, and let the crooks go free. Is that it? Washington, D.C., gun compromise, enhanced background checks for gun purchase under 21, make it a crime to buy a gun for someone else. $15 billion in spending, allocate $750 million to help states enforce red flag laws. I hate to tell you, but that red flag law is about as illegitimate as it gets. You guys want to do that shit? Move to Russia. $1 billion for schools to expand mental health support. $300 million for school security and anti-violence programs. And nearly $500 million for other mental health initiatives. The proposal drew fierce criticism from the NRA and most Republicans, as it well should, because it is, under the red flag law, makes the whole thing bogus. Here you go. The head of the school police resigned, irrespective an abject failure. Rob Elementary School saying that responding officers waited nearly an hour for a key to enter unlocked classrooms where students and teachers were being slaughtered. Just 3 minutes after the shooter arrived at the school, I was had enough firepower to intervene, but the on-scene commander, school district police chief Peter Arundondo, ordered them to wait for a radio, rifles, shields, a SWAT team, and a key. I'll tell you what, I think the boy needs to go to jail. He's just as guilty as if he pulled the trigger. Oh, by the way, Canada got something right. Plastics ban. Canada has announced its timetable for a ban on single-use plastics, including bags and takeout containers. That's good. We need to do a lot of that. Oh, by the way, Swimming's international governing body, FINA, ruled this week that transgender athletes can no longer compete in women's events unless they completed their transition by age 12. Now, you might want to really consider that. Dude that won all those national competitions and set records, that's all wiped out. It needs to be. It needed to stop it before it starts. Then we got this little thing about political violence. Fomenting political violence. This is from the Washington Post, Paul Walderman. And my notes are Dems, left, Antifa, BLM, question mark. One of fascism's key features is the glorification of violence as a domestic political tool. That's the Dems and the left. That's worth keeping in mind watching Republican campaign ads that feature candidates firing and brandishing weapons. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are not considered necessarily right-wing. We're well-armed, and we know how to use them. The ad shows Greetens, Missouri Republican runner for U.S. Senate, Eric Greetens, armed with a shotgun and a pistol, accompanied by a militia, bursting into a suburban home. "Join the mega crew," Greetens says to the camera. "Get a rhino hunting permit." Greetens' invitation to violence comes as Fox News, oh, here we go again, and its ideological brethren issue daily historic warnings about the left's genocidal campaigns against white people. Imminent communist tyranny and groomers plotting sexually assault our children. And that's just about as close as it gets. Who is it that brought all this crap to school? The Dems, left, Antifa, BLM, Then we got some dummy down here. It's Army Teachers is Folly. Paul Kerr, Los Angeles Times. The thing I note, this is another one of those recurring themes that I told you about. Army teachers is BS. Taking any action that will fix the problem is also BS, like fomenting political violence. Well, I tell you what, you're not letting a boy in the girls' restroom. We need to have parents that can go down there and stand there with a baseball bat, and the first dingle ding decides he is going in the girls' restroom. No, a guy's daughter was raped, and they arrested him, put him out of the meeting and whatnot on that basis. Armed teachers have no place in classrooms, really. Imagine teachers engaging in firefights with deranged shooters in crowded classrooms and hallways. I would much rather have them shoot back. I'd rather much rather have the perp, the nasty, shot than listen to some dink that probably has never been under fire. Ooh. Than I would somebody else. COVID vaccines approved for young kids. The answer should be no. And I mean that literally, I mean that just absolutely no. And what part of no don't you understand? Well, very simply, answer is no. You ain't shooting up my kids with my kids, my grandkids with some kind of experimental drug or cocktail thereof. Period. If I hear about it, I'll bring my gun to school. And we'll separate out the men from the boys real quick. Yeah, that's right. You're gonna play with their minds. You're gonna infect them with some kind of chemical goo. That's reason enough to bring a gun. In case you don't understand that, I mean, you know. Oh boy, here we got a guy at a gas station. Heat waves, droughts, floods, wildfires, sea level rise, melting glaciers, warming oceans, and extinctions. And the guy says, "Geez, the price of gas has gotten high." Mm-hmm. Well, to hear the idiots tell it, yeah, climate activists, global warming pundits, and a few others—that's their world they live in. Well, the cost of gas goes directly to our illustrious dingle-dang bozo president. He's the one that screwed it up. He's the one that stopped. Mm-hmm. Oh, they found some things out, too. Walking prevents knee pain. And got to be, you know, real great about it. Worms that eat styrofoam. Larva of the darkling beetle is one of them. So, you know, they're working on things. They found out that catnip and the silver vine help protect cats from mosquitoes. That's why they run around. That's why they roll around in it, from what they say in that particular article. How much credence, how much actual truth there is in all this is questionable. Right to offend, the black community comedy revolution. I've been watching some of that. It's pretty good. I like some of it. Brings things out that should have been out a long time ago. This week's dream, petting whales in Baja California. It is cool. Think about that. Think about petting something as big as a city bus. Minnesota. They got a bunch of houses listed there. My answer is no. I'm not living there. Elon Musk, SpaceX fires dissident employees. Oh boy, car payment in May hit $712. Okay. Yes, losses to identity fraud last year added up to an estimated $24 billion. $24 billion. Think about that. The rates shot up for mortgages. It came right back down and ran around to Rosie. Short era for worker power. Things are beginning to change on that. They got layoffs and a bunch of other stuff going on. And then you got the dollar. We may not have very many of them. I know I don't. And it's surging. Oil prices wreak economic havoc worldwide. They sort of forgot to include Joe Biden as one of the nasties in that, making poor people pay for a carbon fix. That's not right, no matter how you get it. a subprime bubble and Airbnb loans. Oops. after abortion becomes a crime, it's not a crime. It hasn't been made illegal anywhere, except that I'm only accepting the states. The federal government said that the people in the states need to put it through a referendum. That referendum needs to be added to the selection of candidates you've got coming in the coming election. Now, I'm going to tell you something about abortion. Like I said, it's like a fast food restaurant, convenience. Don't spread your legs. You won't have any trouble. Ooh. I use Poland as an example. Roe has overturned half of American women stand to lose legal access to abortion. Now, there's a lot of people that are out there that they'll pay the price that it takes to get America. Women's rights. It's not, if it ain't in the Constitution, baby cakes, you ain't got it. Oops. Women's rights, women's rights. The ban has done a lot of things. What it hasn't done is stop abortions. Nobody said that it would. 96, left-leaning parliament passed a law restoring abortion rights, only to have it struck down by the Constitutional Court a few months later. Oh, my goodness. Poland ain't going to put up with that stuff. In Poland, doctors are withholding even life-saving care from pregnant women out of fear of being prosecuted and jailed. Now, that was pretty good for one magazine. Only took a few minutes. Now we got another one. I think you probably like this. I'm going to play a song that everybody needs to pay attention to. Oh, boy. It touches on religiosity in a very nice way.
Close my eyes, only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
can't think of a song that's more appropriate to the times that we're in. much needed victory for religious freedom at a time when Democrats are trying to force Catholic hospitals to perform abortions, which they won't do, and Lutheran hospitals to provide experimental gender reassignment surgeries. Supreme Court's decision last week protecting religious parents from state discrimination was welcome news. They got a whole bunch of things. We repeatedly held that a state violated the free exercise clause when it excluded religious observers from otherwise available public benefit. And they go on and they really describe it. Abortion should be limited. And by that I mean all these youngsters who think it's nice to have a fast food type of result. No, I'll just go down and get it cut out, no problem. You're in for a large charge. There's a lot of people that object to that. Democrats wanted to, here we go. Democrats wanted it to tie the Republican Party to inextricably to the Capitol riot and to the recklessness of former President Donald Trump. But it did the opposite. You might want to think about that. Nobody's watching it. Nobody gives a shit. Why? Because it's horse manure. Makes good fertilizer, and that's about it. January 6th committee. Well, I mean, look who Pelosi picked. Adam Schiff, the guy who likes to change the record to suit an agenda. And he's done it a couple of times. He got caught at it. How did he get on that committee? Well, Pelosi said so. Joe Biden, no horse whisperer. That ain't horse like the four-legged kind. This is the kind that sounds like it's got a problem with their voice. Ooh. Pressure gas tax holiday is latest irrelevant response to economic crushing price rises. President Joe Biden defaulted to his rhetorical tick of whispering. he needs to go back to the basement permanently. It's Biden who is responsible and Biden who has room for action can do much more than beg the Saudis, browbeat small business owners to run gas stations, or press for a gas tax holiday over summer driving season. But, oh, in contrast to that, that would outrage his green base. So he won't do it. Whisper it repeatedly. Your driving pain is Biden's fault. He's the one that's told him no. Now, recently, and I mean very recently, he's looking at opening some stuff up. Yeah, that's right. There are some heavy hitters who do have a conscience, and they told him to cut the crap and get busy fixing it. Well, the only fix is for us to start drilling and pumping and that, like that. Then we got Biden can't make the border crisis go away by ignoring it. that's another big crock of crap. We're here at the behest of the Democrats. They chose a select hearing in the field at the border, but they don't want to talk about the border. that's one of the representatives from Florida, a Republican too, by the way. Biden, he's the trafficker in chief. He's doing the job for the cartels, and it has to stop. Cartels are making $100 million per week smuggling migrants. Well, need to put an end to that. Now, if you got to remove him and that braying donkey, Kamala Harris, do so. Baltimoreans have two modest desires: to enjoy life and not be killed. Ooh, Baltimore. Imagine living in a city where one of the things you want most is not to have to worry about being killed. Think about that. Well, that would be, that could in general be any major city, according to a recent poll. These are the simple requests of many people who live in Baltimore, indicating just how bad things have become in Charm City. It goes on and explains a bunch of crap. The problem we've got people who don't believe in bail. We got people who don't believe in locking somebody up who's dangerous. And there's a quick fix for that. you don't have to legislate it either. Have the cops bring the perps, the nasties, over to those people who think this is such a joke, and put them up in the basement. Put them up in the closet. Use that extra bedroom. Live with them for a while. Baltimore used to be Charm City. You know, corrupt and incompetent, one-party rule. Disastrous left-wing government policies programs left the city in shambles. That sound familiar? That's just Baltimore, L.A., Chicago, New York. City's residents are sick and tired of the status quo. Help matters. Here's the ticket. Help matters by voting for the same type of politicians that created this mess. Don't vote for those dingle dings. They don't deserve to be a dog catcher or anything else. Destroying dirt bikes to save America. That's BS. Yeah, but we're doing it. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds took a risk and came out against four members of her party, each of whom was running for re-election to the state legislature. She endorsed their primary opponents. And when asked why, Reynolds said the decision was rather simple. They refused to get on board with her push for school choice. Red wave? No. Try a tsunami. The growing movement to restore classical education. Schools returning to the Western canon are thriving. Public schools are losing kids by the boatload. The fun and games is that they don't teach CRT. They teach an honest look at things. You need to be exposed to a variety of ideas, forums, and all that in order to have a well-rounded education. You need to have open discussions, among other things. You are dispelling the notion that only new is better, and that only now is better, and anything old isn't even relevant. There's a lot of philosophers who disagree with that. Boris Yeltsin, Boris Johnson isn't doing so well. The fight for life is just beginning. Well, there we go. The next steps of the anti-abortion movement is if Roe fails, and it did, fix it on a state basis. Get down to the level where people approve or disapprove of what you got in mind. It's very simple. Reality bites Biden. Now, they got a neat way of putting this. They got Biden with his underwear showing, big chomp out of his rear end, and a camel with a piece of his suit in its mouth grinning at the top of the page. Here you go. After 2 years of unforced errors, the president has submitted to the superiority of the status quo. AOC runs my, I can't do nothing. His forthcoming visit to Saudi Arabia next month is an acknowledgement of that fact. He's going to go over there and beg, and they already told him that they're running just about capacity already. What do you want me to do? Insecure tracking apps could make women vulnerable in post-Roe America. Ooh. What they're doing is looking at having you, the individual, do more and more and more. And you're supposed to report when you have a period. You're supposed to report this and that and the other thing. Well, that isn't a free country. Whether anybody likes the fun and games or not. Here's another lie. Biden ties falling deficit while Congress prepares more spending. That's a lie. Flat lie. And the deficits are growing. Deficit reduction talk is due to temporary COVID emergency spending coming to an end. No, it ain't. Still got about $4 billion out there that hasn't been spent on the very thing that it's supposed to be spent on. Now, law enforcement agency kills significant botnet, and it was a big one, and run by Russian hackers, according to the article now. I'm not going to say that that's exactly correct because it ain't. But they busted it. All right. Biden hits GOP criticism on gas prices as soft on Putin. What a crock of horse hockey that is. President continues the strategy of blaming everyone else for problems. Why should Americans have to pay the cost of freedom elsewhere when our own leaders won't stand up for our freedom here? How come you ain't closed the border, you dingle bat? Well, people are into their savings already. I ain't going to last forever. They got an article on Clarence Thomas by Bedard, and he does a good job of showing who and what the justice really is. And he's different from what the Democrats have put out, of course. Oh, he dearth the construction workers and hampers the industry as infrastructure dollars get allocated. Got the money, we ain't got nobody to swing a hammer or use a shovel. Not enough workers. Well, you got to be technically trained. Uh-huh. Biden has become an expert at pointing a finger at someone else. This is Mr. Stephen Moore. Biden is the economy's supply chain problem. Biden confidently means the shortages. Empty shelves, back orders of everything from cars, tampons, to baby formula on a supply chain disruptions. I don't recall having these supply problems when Trump was president. Do you? Now, I'm not going to say Trump's the best thing in the world. He's great at what he did. He got things running in the right direction. Mr. Trump, I'm going to ask you to fall in behind DeSantis and push him for the presidency. Why? Oh, he maintains his cool better than you do. Pass the buck, buddy gig. My. Biden declared war on the American fossil fuel industry, so it began to contract output. Prices soared. Oh, my. Pass the buck, buddy gig. The supply chain problems and the high inflation aren't going away because no one in this administration knows anything about logistics, business, commerce, or fixing things. Biden. To get the great American economic engine running smoothly again, he needs to be replaced. I would tell you that he needs to be taken out of the office that he holds. For the simple fact that he's incompetent. And is wokeness just for the elite? I say yes. The impacts have been felt most powerfully in elite newsrooms, Ivy League universities, cultural institutions, endowed foundations, and corporate boardrooms. My. Anti-racism is obligatory. Ooh. The demands of movement mobilized by his murder, oh boy, George Floyd, such as defund the police, poll better among affluent white liberals than in the black community. Why? Well, simple. It ain't just blacks. It's everybody who ain't a heavy hitter. It's everybody that has to rely on those people paying attention to what the problems are and get the job done. The first critique of the embrace of identity politics at the highest levels, previous takes on the elite embrace of wokeness, fall into one or two categories. First, influential anti-woke polemicists whose ranks include conservatives such as Tucker Carlson and Christopher Rufo, as well as the classical liberals of the so-called intellectual dark web. Ooh, second, faction of the left, class reductionist Marxists such as Adolf Reed, Walter Ben Michaels, and Catherine Lee. Somebody's trying to call me. Well, whoever that is, forget it. Your call ain't going through until I'm done with the show. And I ain't done yet. So therefore, y'all can square off. Now, I would suggest you get a copy of Washington Examiner, June 28th through July 5th, 2022, on culture. Why so serial? That's about serial killers. And it's worth the price of the magazine to learn about it. The cheapening of sports. Isn't it all a little bit much? You get a bunch of multimillionaires running around acting like they're playing something for real when they're not. Mm-hmm. I've seen the missed tackle and the receiver that doesn't catch and all that stuff. That's just football. Look at baseball. It's not that much better. Democrats, this is Gurdon. He is the editor-in-chief, a main man, a guy who signs paychecks, probably. On education, the tide is turning in favor of parents. Imagine that. Democrats are fighting on behalf of their teacher union paymasters to prevent parents from choosing the right education for their children. The party of the left, of course, seeks to limit freedom across a wide policy spectrum. It's a debate the left is losing. Overwhelming majority of parents, 82%, say they'll consider switching allegiance on election day to vote for candidates of a party that shares their views on education. Anybody paying attention? Did you watch the Virginia election? Uh-huh. This includes 79% of Republicans, 81% of Democrats, and 88% of independents. Whatever lessons they think should be taught, parents agree that the decision is theirs to make. Oh, they don't want to be dictated to or have their children taken as ideological hostages. Yeah, you guys are done, dead and stinking. Now you want to hear about a tsunami? There it is. If you need more evidence, the parental rights and education continues to be a winning political issue and is not an aberration. In Virginia last year, look no further than the fact that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, apparently, hands down the most talented politician of the day, and a lock for the presidential run in 24, is putting it at the center of his gubernatorial reelection campaign. Think about that. back Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis backed her husband's emphasis on parental rights and education with launch of this week of Mamas for DeSantis. Now, think about that. People are done with it. I've had enough. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. DeSantis overtakes Trump in New Hampshire. He overtook him. Trump will be 78 years old. New Hampshire Republicans may want a new Republican presidential candidate, but they want him or her to be a Trumpy candidate. Hello, DeSantis. DeSantis is willing to fight for it, and he's got the backing of a bunch of people. That was York, by the way. Here's Caruso. The press continued to botch the role of the Supreme Court, taking sides. Are wanting public displays of ignorance about issues, especially related to Supreme Court decisions. That says it all. But I'd get a copy of this magazine. This one is loaded. Barone. This old man has got some stuff going on, but can government build things again? My answer to you is no. The government has to be rebuilt first. Now, they got Mark Shields, who passed away this year. He was a liberal, but he would report the news no matter who didn't like it. And for that, I got to give the man a big heaping shot of what's right. He did it right, irrespective as to who did or did not want to play the game. Let's see here. What we got? We got another magazine. I already went through me. Guns. Keep hope alive. Hopelessness is the most powerful tool in the arsenal of the heartless gun industry and the National Rifle Association, which implements its deadly agenda. Oh, really? Abbott turned them loose. The gun industry relies on a sense of powerlessness to maintain its deadly profiteering. Well, the problem I see with all the stuff that's going on with that is that the people that got the guns and are misusing them, you know, the ones that drive by and shoot little kids or whatever, are the ones that need to be smacked down. And I think that any means necessary to do that is justified. Get crooks with guns. Mandatory jail time. No bail. Ooh. No bail. You heard me. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. 1,019 and counting. Oh, my God. Monkeypox is not a gay disease. Really? Well, monkeypox is a hoax. And this whole article is nothing but fear porn. That's it. But let's go back to the gun industry. It relies on a sense of powerlessness. How powerful do you feel if you're standing there with nothing, no gun, no weapon, in front of some dink that feels like they ought to shoot you because you're there? How powerful do you feel? Well, that powerlessness is the reason that gun sales have gone completely off the charts. Setting new records all the time. That's why. You want to get into the reasons and how it come about? Disruptive politics. Democrats are clapping for Tinkerbell as GOP normalizes violent extra legal tactics to roll back rights. That's a big lie. They don't do anything to the nasties like Antifa and BLM. They want to do it to you. And then you got Ellie Mistel, brain-damaged person. And I wrote that your mother should have aborted you. Nation's highest court rules that innocent isn't enough. Spare a person from the death penalty. That's true, because that person that did the crime ain't innocent. Chopping up little kids and whatnot. He's lucky he's going to get some kind of a reasonably decent execution. Subject to debate. This is Kathy Pollock. Feed on demand. The baby formula is a crisis. Baby formula crisis is about capitalism and the exhortation, boy, to breastfeed is about disregarding women. Men should breastfeed. What a crock of crap all this is. Argument. We owe it to young people to listen to them. That depends on what they're doing and how they're acting. It's very simple. The ones that don't know how to act, you dink them on the head to get their attention first. Yeah, you got to do that. And then secondly, you say, hey, guess what? increased policing in schools is a threat to young people, not the solution. That's a lie. Police officers didn't prevent the shooter from entering Robb Elementary. Really? They refused to enter the school as he attacked. That's true. Mm-hmm. Elected officials not use this tragedy to inflict more danger and violence on black and brown communities. What a bunch of racist horse hockey. And school policing, along with hardening measures like metal detectors, restraints, seclusion, surveillance, and criminalizing of young people. There's quite a few of them that need to go to jail. I don't care what their age is. Safety doesn't exist when young black and Latina youth must repeatedly interact with a policing system that threatens them as, treats them as threats rather than as scholars. If they act like scholars, they'd get treated that way. If they act like a threat, they ought to be treated that way as well, you know. Stricter gun laws. Ooh, Center for Popular Democracy. Counseling, non-criminalization in schools Act, which Representative Ann Pressley, Omar, Jamel Brown, Chris Murphy, and Elizabeth Warren and Tina Smith introduced in Congress in 2021 prioritizes students' needs by ending federal funding for police in schools while helping schools hire more counselors, social workers, and health professionals. Take your counselor down to the local place where the Crips and Bloods disagree over and turn him loose, or her, as the case may be. See how they do. Philadelphia reduced the number of serious and violent incidents by over 52% the first year of implementation of a restorative program. That's a lie. School in Denver reduced fights by 80%. Another lie. I mean, they got no relationship between the presence of school resource officers and serious shooting incidents. That's not true. When a guy pulls a gun out and blows away the perpetrator that wants to shoot everybody, I think it changes. Schools with armed guards and had greater rates of death than those without. That's a lie. That's BS. And as long as they're allowed to put this sort of crap out, the longer all the fun begins. The backlash against sex ed, the right, is inflaming another front on the cultural war. No CRT is what I wrote on that person's forehead in the picture. Comprehensive Sexuality Education, CSE, Basic Autonomy and Reproduction. Family research got Worcester parents to take their children out of the new sex education, opt out of pornographic sex education, and that stuff is pornographic. You don't show little kids penetration, whatnot. You turn them loose and let them be innocent until such time as they can't be. Here we go. Much of it is fomented and funded by the usual right-wing suspects, including the Heritage Foundation, the Dick and Betsy DeVos Foundation, Focus on Family, and the Family Research Council. Leaders in tearing down public education and promoting private schools. Oh, you're ruining my tax base. I can't pay my salary. I'm in trouble, as well as conservative policies at the local, state, and federal levels. Newer groups like Family Policy Alliance, that's affiliated with the Family Research Center and Stop CSC, created by the White Ring Family Watch International, which in turn have inspired state and local affiliates to advance on anti-CSE agenda. Yeah, if you taught the truth, it wouldn't be so bad. I mean, this article goes on for several pages. That's not worth getting into too much. But one thing that you need to know, and that is that Planned Parenthood is heavily involved. Now, they're the ones that cut babies up and sell the parts, in case you didn't know. Oh, boy, the problem of the Supreme Court. Antiquated Constitution. White men, oh, my goodness, lost the popular vote. Ooh, mob rule. Constitution vests in state legislature the power to appoint presidential electors, whether or not they be chosen by popular majority. And now we have the law applied, and they don't like it at all. As it is written, the Constitution protects the rights of people. Well, political structures that the framers imposed on us, we are unable to accomplish any of our objectives. Oh, my. Skeptical about our Constitution. American politics is saturated by reverence for an ancient, anachronistic document written by people who, in many cases, own other human beings and never endorsed by a majority of the inhabitants of our country. Tough shit. You guys didn't want to add anything. You didn't want to debate. You didn't want to talk about it, and so you didn't get an input. Our political culture collapses. Insist on their own partisan versions of constitutional obedience, while our political culture collapses. And Marxism ain't working, is it? Ties that bind us together as a country fray. Ooh. Understand that conventional constitutionalism is irrational and wrong. Louis Michael Seidman, a Marxist to watch out for, simply because he uses everything, all the tricks in the book, to mess it up. Here you go. We are policing teachers in ways we never have before. That's good. When they start teaching CRT and other forms of mind-washing and instigation, we should turn the teacher out without teaching credentials, without a way out, where they don't have a choice but to get real. And some of the realism isn't as real as you'd like it to be. I'm gonna continue. I got one more magazine, and then I'm done with that stuff. boy. There is a bunch of things going on people are not aware of. Our ballots, our choice. What happened to the right to choose our government? Well, I put a little thing down there that says, you killed it. And it's pointed at CEO Monica Barling. This is about majority rule. Oh, mob rule, huh? Okay. Leaked the draft decision to overturn Roe clarifies exactly what's at stake when a minority imposes its will. Well, the minority in this case, Dinglebat, happens to be the Constitution. You don't like the Constitution? Get out of our country. Ensure a vibrant democracy for generations to come. Marxist democracy? Mother Jones would like to think that they know what's going on, and they are about out of step as it gets. Now, they got an article in here about debtor's vision. Group of occupiers pushed Biden to embrace student debt relief. And he picked one college, just one, and dumped their debt. Now, that debt should be a fixed amount. Yeah, that's right. No additional interest or any of that, just a fixed amount. And you keep that sucker at that fixed amount. As they pay against it, you reduce the overall debt. Naples, Florida, Bananas Republican. Alfie Oaks made himself a mega magnet. Naples, Florida, summer strength sun is searing a regional park as flags flap and music pounds. The event is Patriots Fest 2022. This is Naples, Florida, a country concert, county fair, and far-right rally rolled into one. Oh, Alfie Oaks is a cancer in Southwest Florida, according to the Democrats. Oh, he's funded Florida's conservative voice on an online news channel and created the Citizens Awake Now. Ooh, Alfie told the crowd at Patriot Fest this midterm election, 2022 election, is the most critical election of our lifetime. And I want everybody to pay attention because that's a fact. That's true. He did it. Sins of admission. Meet the Muslim journalist who has mobilized Asian American parents in the war on public schools. Public schools need to be fixed. She got that part right. They're a mess. And there's a bunch of things that really needs to come out of that. The anti-abortion architect, the man behind the Texas abortion law, abortion ban, now has an even more radical plan to reshape American law. I say we'll see. I don't think so. Miscarriage of justice. If abortion is illegal, will every pregnancy lost be a potential crime? Well, it's not illegal. How about that? There is no medical way to tell the difference between a miscarriage and a medical abortion. Not true. It's a lie. Oh, God's plan. Christian anti-abortion activists are gearing up to go after birth control. Oh, really? And they got some surprising allies. Guess what? They're not either. And here we go. Now, this is something that gives me a case of the want to go shoot somebody's. Children Protective Services needs to be abolished, and I agree. They're crooks, among other things. They got a lady 30 years on a law that they can't even prove. They can't even prove is real in terms of what it says it does. I'm trying to find it here. Sometimes I got to look for things. I didn't find it. Mercy, sweet sakes. Could have sworn I wrote that down and marked it. These people don't have a heart. I agree with that. Anyway, the lady's serving 30 years in prison for failure to protect. You're going to have to define that fully and completely. Carrie King never heard her children. Why is she in prison more time than the man who abused her daughter? Huh? I'm thinking it's in this one. And this is horse hockey, but it's there. It's real. And it's got people serving time. Here we go. King says we're leading and learning over 30-year sentence. What the hell's the matter with these people? How come people have not gone out and gone about taking out the trash in terms of these dinks that think they're in charge of everything? Oh, and by the way, this is Child Protective Services. Bang, bang, bang on the door. I don't care if you think you're God. Doesn't matter to me, but you ain't getting in the house. And that's a quote. You can expect to see great changes. And those great changes, oh, I'm done with that magazine. Cool. Those great changes include some of the stuff that I've talked with Gail Gia about on the show she's had me on. The great changes are going to be a combination of things, but here's the gist of it. You can expect great help from ET. Now, by great help, I mean all of it. you're not going to be able to notice that which was not there before. Just as simple. Let's see here. There. Got it wrote down. Now I don't need to worry about that. Okay, here's the deal. Everybody knows that the things that have been going on aren't cool, that they are adverse to the well-being of the people. And the thing about that is that the well-being of the people are only looking at a couple of different things. First of all, President of the United States don't have to worry about the how much the gas is. His limo's full of gas when it pulls up to pick him up or when he gets in it. He doesn't have to worry about food. Now, I want you to think about senators, congressmen. Oh, by the way, I missed something that I should have mentioned. Guess what? AOC is bitching and complaining. And you know what? She says she ain't making enough money. Okay. Let's see you go over to Mickey D's and make the kind of money you're making as a representative. You don't like your job? Quit. Pretty simple. And AOC is nothing but a blithering idiot anyway. So where do we go from here? Well, we've got one place that hasn't been visited yet, and that place is officialdom. I'm going to express this again. If anybody thinks that any of this stuff happens by accident, they're absolutely wrong. You want me to take that step further? I will. And I'd be glad to do it. Here's how it is. This is all a stage. It's set by the people who are in control. That doesn't mean Biden. And obviously you don't need to bring ass Camel to tell you about it. I'm telling you about it. Here's how it works. Ukraine was a setup, you know, designed to cover some stuff. They can't cover it because I put it out on the show before, and that is that they're taking out those laboratories that shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's for starters. Number two, all of the things going on in this country, including the gas prices and not being able to get baby formula, all of that is a part of the props used to set the stage. I'm going to tell you again, they do this to you on purpose. Now, anybody that's been around at all and has looked at things and listened has heard of Agenda 21, population reduction and all this other stuff. Well, they tried a bunch of different things that didn't work, so what did they do? Oh, they're going to make it so expensive that you can't afford to do anything other than their way. My way or you don't get to go. Ooh, well, what is the general direction that it's taking us is the question. And do we or are we in a position to put up with that crap. And it's crap, more than obviously. I mean, you know, if it smells like that and sticks to your shoe like that and has a certain color and, you know, it's like the litter box. It's hard to miss when you get your nose stuck in it. Well, these things, with the permission of those who could do something and won't, are coming about. And the main thing you gotta know is, if you ain't ready, you in a world of shit. You are in a tight spot with no outing. And the problem with that is that you need to have, and I want you to understand this, some form of reliable transportation to get you out of Dodge. You need to have transportation that's good enough where you can haul some water, some food, and you need a gun. Why do you need a gun? Because you're going to find people on the road that ain't nice like I am. I might bring somebody in partially and feed them at least. I send them on their way. Can we stay? No. You got to go on. Well, that sort of thing is not my problem right now. But the thing about this is that people who haven't left big cities or large population centers, you're gonna be in a world of hurt, and I'll tell you why. They ain't going after your catalytic converter. They're going after the gas tank. They're going to bump you dry or let all the gas run out or whatever it takes. So they can have gas. Uh-huh. Rules for thee and not for me. You've heard that stuff. Well, here's the rules. The continuity of government is quite real, and states, no matter what happens, the government will continue at the expense of however many lives that takes. You got to be aware of this. They're willing to wipe you out. Now, anybody that has not looked up history, you can find evidence of certain people taking machine guns to veterans that were promised a $20 bill back in the day, the end of World War II, I believe it was. And these are not things that I considered cool. They knew about the water at Camp Lejeune. They knew about the water overseas being bad. You think that's nasty? You ought to see what they put in the vaccines that they required the troops to take so that they could serve overseas. Think about that one. You want something even better? Oh, they'll love this. All of the vaccines you have for C-19 and all the other derivatives and variants is nasty. Now, why do I say nasty? Well, HIV, use it for filler. Yeah, we got a lot of that. Gallons, man, dump it in there. TB, cancerous, known spreading cancers, and a few other things have been put in the vaccines. I wouldn't take that stuff. There's no way you can get me to take that. And the reason I say that is not because I'm against it, but if you've taken it, you've taken it. Well, I don't have to because I have supplements that take care of that. Now, what did I tell you? You need a vehicle that's substantial enough to get you out of Dodge. You need a place to go. You need some kind of a cabin in the woods or that sort of thing. What you're going to find is no gas for about the first 100, 200 miles. You're going to go find any food, and you're not going to find any water. You think being up the creek with no paddle is bad? Try it without a boat. Wade in the water and see how far you get. These things are possible. They're not probabilities yet. The datelines for things to be changed are approaching rapidly. And that dateline changed from 11-3, think about this, to 10-3. A whole 30 days better. Now, here's what's neat. That's the transition that I'm talking about from 3 to 4 in terms of density, in terms of what your capabilities are going to be. When you get out of this very painful 3D into 4, it'd be like a big relief. All your joints quit hurting, among other things. We all, and I mean all of us, including me, I have to go to some classes, just like you guys do. And here's what's neat. We go to the classes and we learn how to pilot spaceships, how to use a replicator, how to make best use of med beds. Now, med beds ain't everything. The biospheres are the ones that handle the most critically in need. At any rate, bring us all together, and you're talking about a totally different world. In the process, you're going to have a reset of government, you're going to have a reset of finance, and you're going to have a reset of social responsibilities. Ooh, yeah. That's a heavy mouthful. That don't mean that you can't go skiing. That don't mean you can't go play. What it means is that you got realities, and you're going to be taught about them. They're going to explain to you that due to the fact of the situation you're in, you're going to be required to participate in things that you had no idea you would participate in, let alone would end up participating in. So what you're going to end up with is a different deal. All the crooks and all the bad guys, poof. The laws will be enforced. The right to self-defense is a given universal right. Doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. We have passed laws called Stand Your Ground and all that sort of Castle Doctrine and all that sort of thing. Those are very real. The concept has been around, I'd say as long or longer than Earth. What gets interesting is that the technological advancements, I know I'd get that out if I spit hard enough, technological advancements are tremendous. Think about not having to buy tires or gasoline. Yeah. Think about the possibility of eating whatever you want, however much of it you feel like, and not having to worry about going to the grocery to get it. Oh, what are the groceries going to do? Well, maybe they'll sell replicators. Who knows? the impact of a lot of these things is going to be extraordinary. And by that I mean literally extraordinary. Beyond the possibility of you to comprehend that the depth and breadth of the thing that you're getting in return. Now, everybody will have rights. Those rights will be supported and protected and defended. Whether somebody likes it or not, you want to be objectionist, well, they can take you to a prison planet or take you to a pristine planet, give you an axe and a shovel and turn you loose and see how good of a cabin you can build. A lot of different ways to deal with this. And there's a lot of different things that have been floated. As it sits right now, July, August, September, got 3 months, 90 days, same as cash, yeah. Oh, and free shipping and all that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Things that don't exist. Stupidity, that goes bump in the night. there's a lot of people that are going to be affected adversely in terms of freaking out a little bit. Don't freak out. It ain't worth the trouble. And all you do is create a problem. Here's how it is. The freak out part, forget it. Just ignore it. It's not something you need to pay attention to. What you need to pay attention to is making sure that you're set. And that's part of what the problem I'm dealing with in terms of the people concerns. So if you're the type of person similar to what I am, you'll find that being a woodsman, axes and hatchets and whatever, isn't a bad way to be. All the critters up here like me simply because I don't shoot at them. I don't need to. We got enough. And I'm looking at a situation where we can collectively, that's a royal we can as a race of beings, better known as the human race, irrespective of color, slant eyes, not, whatever. That stuff doesn't matter. A lot of people thinks it does. It don't. Instead of having a jolly party time lifestyle, you're going to be stuck with something a whole lot less than a party time lifestyle. You're going to be stuck with responsibilities. Woo! You know, like I said about abortion, abortion should be limited. And these walk-in baby factories need to be taken care of in such a manner so that they can't get pregnant. Oh, then you can go have all the sex you want. Yeah, that sound like a good deal? That's possible. So Chuck Schumer wants to act like he's all that or something special when he ain't. And I'm telling you, that really screws with him. Pelosi thinks she's all that because she is the one that picked the January 6th commission. Ooh, six Democrats and two Republicans, and the Republicans are rhinos. So what you're going to get is a whole bunch of horse hockey. The thing is structured in such a manner that you cannot ask questions. You cannot offer anything contrary to what's being put out, no matter how much of a lie it might be. Doesn't matter. Well, that invalidates the whole friggin' thing. Take all that stuff and stick it where the sun don't shine. I hope you don't get too much on your hands. You have to wash your hands afterwards. We're looking at the change, 3 to 4, and what people want to know is what happens during that period of time when we're going to make the actual transition. It's pretty simple. They're going to have, you remember the 3 days of darkness? Well, you might sleep through it. You might be awake during it. What's going to happen is that a lot of the structural things that you're used to, like furniture and whatnot and houses and all that, may, I'm not going to say will, absolutely, because it's an if, may change radically altogether into something completely different. And what you're going to end up with, quite literally, is a new beginning. The NWO, New World Order, Agenda 21, the horse hockey these politicians put out, guess what gets thrown in the trash? All the gobbledygookus, all this horse hockey goes. We are not going to be subject to things that are not good for us. That includes chemicals, composition of the food, oh my goodness, all kind of things. there are several different takes on the whole thing. And one of the things that you have to understand is that we don't call the shots. It's out of our hands. It's not our purveyor. It's not our position to call. So where does that leave us? Well, for now, dealing with the mess we're dealing with, we have only one thing to do, and that's keep on keeping on until such time as the job's done. Well, what do you do for fun? Very simple. Do you take things as they look like they're supposed to be or as they really are? Well, you have to understand the difference between something that's real and something that ain't. And the things that are real are the ones that you're directly affected by. You can be a whole lot of different things, but one thing you can't be is something, somebody other than you, yourself. Let's see if I can find that. This is a country song that you guys need to pay attention to the words to. the title is Wherever You Go. I hope you guys like that song as much as I do. It sort of tells on everybody when you listen to it. Now, I want you guys to remember one thing. this is only the second Monday. Everybody can holler about Happy Birthday, America, or whatever they want to do. Most people will be setting off explosive devices and whatnot, but here's the main thing. Don't be shy or ashamed of anything that you've done, because spread this around. It's time to get this thing done. It's time to get this motivator running, and it's time to go down the road. So I'm going to say, do me a favor and go out there and get her done.